This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Before we get into sports, I got the Pfizer vaccine yesterday, and then I come in this morning, and yeah. I found out that by getting the Pfizer vaccine, I apparently am hot.
Only hot people get the Pfizer vaccine. If you got Moderna, then I don't know what to tell you, Queen.
This message is brought to you by Pfizer Gang.
Pfizer gang.
Apparently, you're in a gang now.
Apparently,
do you guys have
so.
A signal that you do in pictures?
Hey, I will tell you. I went to Macy's right up the street, Military Circle Mall.
Yeah.
I left here at like 11, 10 after 11. I got there 10 minutes later.
And this is no appointment, right?
No appointment.
You just went.
Walked in, answered some questions, gave him my ID, and I was out of there within a half an hour.
Wow.
Within a half an hour. I mean, it was probably even less than that. It was
probably even less than that.
It was that quick that they took me. They have so many, and it's Navy personnel that administer the shot.
Okay, great.
There's so many of them down there.
Great.
You just walk in and boom, it was great. And
now, as a former Pfizer employee,
yes.
Did you feel a certain sense of pride?
I do. And I asked them specifically if I get the, I said, well, I didn't say which vaccine I wanted. I said, can you pick your vaccine? And the guy said, no, you cannot.
Okay.
So I said, it's either Pfizer or Moderna.
Yeah.
And I said, okay. And I go, but I can't pick it. He goes, no, you cannot. So then when went to get it, I said, I saw it was on my card already. I was getting a Pfizer vaccine.
Oh, there
like,
you go.
Yeah. I sent my old boss at Pfizer a text message.
I wondered if you would.
Steve Wheeler. I'm like, hey, I got the Pfizer vaccine. I've heard people
still
have
still a company
had,
man.
And I've heard people have had a rough time with the Moderna here and there.
Yeah.
I can tell you right now, I guess if you touch where it went in, it hurts a little bit, but...
Yeah.
It doesn't.
Awesome. Good for
no
you.
No problem sleeping or anything.
Good
as
for
one
you.
Of the Uggos who got the Moderna shot, suck it, Rod.
Yeah.
I went up to the Virginia Beach Convention Center. That was nice and smooth, too. Nice
and
smooth.
Yeah. Good.
And they're very attentive there. When I had to do a 30-minute thing.
Why
waiting.
Is that?
I had a reaction to a medication a long time ago that was really bad.
Oh, so you're on
and
a
so
list.
So they just wanted to
you're
be careful.
You're a known outlier.
They just wanted to be careful.
No, I get it.
But they watched me for 30 minutes, and let me tell you, they are on you guys like hawks. They are watching from every corner. They're making sure nobody's having any problems.
Oh, I got mine at a Harris Teeter. They just told me to stay in the store for 15 minutes. I went over to the wine selection, wandered around.
Why is this guy laying down in the wine section?
All right, let's get to sports, starting with the Masters.
It's time again for the Masters. Augusta National. The fairways. The greens. Even the rough, looking better than your backyard will ever look. The Masters, all weekend long on CBS.
That's pretty great, dude.
Yeah, 12 golfers. Only 12 golfers shot a round under par yesterday. 12.
I thought the course was soft. I thought
apparently
that would make it easier.
Apparently not. Justin Rose, 7 under. He's at the top of the leaderboard. He's actually... 4 shots better than the two guys that are tied for second. So that's pretty good for him. Some of the notables, Jordan Spieth shot a 1-under, so he's 6 off the lead. Justin Thomas shot a 1-over, so he's 8 back. Dustin Johnson and Brooks Koepka, both are 9 back.
Oof.
Phil Mickelson's 10 back, and that's pretty good for Phil because there's a hell of a lot of guys behind him.
Yeah.
Bryson DeChambeau and Sergio Garcia, plus 4, both are 11 back. That was the Masters report.
Any idea what the weather's going to be for the weekend? Because we got rain around here. Makes me wonder.
Well, a good sports guy would know the answer to that question. During the break, I'll find one and get back to you. That was the Masters report, sponsored by the Matthew McConaughey YouTube channel. Right now, on the Matthew McConaughey YouTube channel, you can enjoy Matthew talking about springtime memories.
Mm-hmm. April, 1985. Little boy. Out in the woods, little 8-year-old Matty McConaughey doing some bird watching. Love watching them birds. Suddenly, a white frizzle chicken swoops down, tries to take my binoculars. I say, white frizzle chicken, you best watch who you messing with. White frizzle chicken's like, ain't nobody telling this white frizzle chicken what he can do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I wound up having white frizzle chicken stew. The lesson here? Don't mess with Matthew McConaughey. I'll turn your ass into a stew. Now go buy a Lincoln.
Yeah.
Thank you, Matthew. Scattered thunderstorms today in Augusta. Also PM thunderstorms. So tonight or tomorrow,
Yeah.
Tomorrow they got thunderstorms in the forecast as well, so we could end up going into Monday on this. We'll
Very
see what
possibly,
happens.
But it will soften the golf course.
Yep. Major League Baseball action yesterday. The Red Sox ruined the Orioles' home opener. They beat them 7-3. In New York, we had some controversy. Mets, Marlins, they're tied at 2 apiece. Bottom of the ninth, Mets outfielder Michael Conforto at the plate.
And the slider in there, strike three.
Hit it.
To get out of the way. It was a strike, but he didn't move.
The ball hit him, and it was going to be a strike.
Yep. So Michael Conforto gets a game-winning RBI by sticking his elbow into the pitch from Anthony Bass. So the Mets rally for two in the bottom of the ninth, and only now can they fully celebrate as the umpires say that the game is over.
Yeah, the Mets announcers didn't like the way the Mets won that game at all.
Neither did the manager.
No, but again, they would have gone to extras, and who's to say the Mets wouldn't have won anyway, but you don't want to lose a game that way. And what really sucks for Don Mattingly, the manager of the Marlins, is the umpire could have overruled the hit by a pitch if he had just went with the fact that the thing was a strike, because it clearly was a strike.
Because you can't that be you heard, hanging out in the strike zone.
I think that's Howie Rose with the call for FAN or whatever station they're on
three.
Now. He said strike three. So he and it looked like a strike to me. I watched it. But it also looked like Conforto definitely stuck his elbow out to make sure he got a piece of that ball.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Because the bases are loaded. He just got to walk somebody in.
Yeah, and in addition to the fact that the umpire didn't overrule it, it's a non-reviewable play. So Mattingly came out and was hoping that they could actually just look at it, but the umpire said, no, you can't review a hit by a pitch. So that's not good. We also have some controversy involving Dodgers pitcher Trevor Bauer. Bauer was starting for the Dodgers a couple of days ago against the A's. He went six innings, got a no decision in what turned out to be a Dodgers loss. Yesterday, Major League Baseball acknowledged that several balls thrown by Bauer during that game were collected by the umpires and submitted to Major League Baseball for inspection.
Uh-oh.
The balls reportedly had visible markings on them and were sticky. They were sticky balls. So they sent them off to find out what was on these balls and what are these markings. How does this happen? In the NBA, the Heat beat the Lakers, Mavericks over the Bucks, Jazz over the Trailblazers, Clippers beat the Suns on the ice. The Capitals lose again. Bruins double up on them 4-2. Hurricanes with another shutout. Shut out the Panthers 3-0. And here's your fun fact. I've often said this, chimpanzees are known for farting.
Yes, you do.
I did not know that, I know they fart frequently, but apparently they fart very loud. They're very loud farters.
That's a tight balloon knot there.
And they also fart very frequently. They're so loud and frequent with their farts that scientists are often able to just locate them in the forests by just listening for farts.
For little chimp farts.
Yes.
Aw.
Well, apparently they're very loud farts.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
everyone quiet. Listen.
Ah,
he's that way.
Dinner's on the table. Oh, don't do that.
Who needs a tag on them? We can just follow the farts.
Yes.
Yeah, come on. Yeah. Right over there.
6:40.